In August 2014, the George Kaiser Family Foundation, with private donors, gave a new park named A Gathering Place for Tulsa to the River Parks Authority. Mm-hmm. It's now under construction. I just recently had a tour of it, and it's just wonderful. It's valued at $350 million. The Williams Companies stepped up, and I believe they're the largest donor to the project, to the tune of $18 million. The largest donation outside of George Kaiser. Mm-hmm. And you must have been a supporter, maybe Cousin John was too, of that happening.
John had already passed away. They told me they wanted to do this, so I said, well, since you're going to build something with my name on it, I don't think I should be doing that. But if that's what you think the stockholders want and what Tulsa wants, that's fine. But we didn't put a lot of personal money into it. The company did. I didn't think we really needed to push the Williams name anymore. Alan Armstrong said, you're not pushing the Williams name, and John's not pushing the Williams name. We, the board of directors, are pushing the Williams name. We think that you haven't been given enough recognition here, so we want to do this. There are two buildings. One is the Joseph H. Williams, and one is the John H. Williams. I saw it when they first were starting on it. I'm coming back over for the Williams shareholders meeting in May. Alan is hopeful that they can do a dedication of the Williams place at that time. He wasn't sure.
Man, that's great. That's great. And that whole park is going to be so wonderful.
It's right next door to where I lived at 2700 South Boston.
That's great.
I got in trouble when I was a little boy. My next door neighbor was a fellow named Bill McMurray. The farmer was planting watermelons. We dug under the fence, went over there, and we liberated a watermelon and brought it back. We had a little tent out there in the yard, and my mother found this watermelon rind. She said, where did you get that? I said, well, I cannot tell a lie. It came from across the fence. She said, you have to go over there and apologize in person. I went over there and I apologized. I think it says Mr. Blair.
Blair Mansion? Yes.
I went over there and apologized. He said, son, I really appreciate you doing that. I hope you enjoyed the watermelon, and don't do it again because it costs a lot of money for us to raise watermelons. I went back home, and 2 days later, his farmer came over in his pickup and donated 2 watermelons. I used to live at 2700 South Boston when I was a little boy, about 4 years old. Every morning, my dad would get in the pickup in that house that was right there on Riverside Drive, and we would go down through the fields to the bridge over Riverside Drive to cross the river that Williams Brothers built. Dad would take me down there so that he could supervise, and he wanted me to see what was going on. It wasn't a big deal, but we did build that railroad bridge. Now, that was a stage in life when we were expanding outside of the oil and gas construction.